James Harden Express right now. Are we ever going to see Oklahoma City again?
Man, I don't know. I've got James Harden. I've got Luka Doncic. I think the Rockets make one more trip up to OKC this year. I believe that's correct. And you know what? Could be there for an entire playoff series, although people laugh when I say this around the NBA. A playoff series in Oklahoma City is a dangerous proposition for me.
It's one that we would like to have, though. It's one that we'd like to have. How do you, I mean, just give us an idea of what it's been like to be on this magical James Harden ride. I mean, the other night was incredible with the 58 points.
Yeah, I mean, it's every night he's doing something that's basically historic. You know, even when he's off, it's historically off. You know, he's 1 of 17 from three-point range. But, man, you know, he's making 40-point triple-doubles look routine. I mean, the guy's averaging 40-plus points per game over a stretch of more than a month now. And I know there's all these whining and crying. Oh, you know, all he does is draw fouls. What he's done with that step back three, he's made that step back three the sky hook of this generation. I mean, he shoots it more than anybody else, better than anybody else. It's unguardable. If he's making it, you know, he's going to put up 40, 50, 57, 60 points. But, you know, between that and, you know, some of the passes that he makes, and then to see him do this where it's like every other starter is going down. And then it's like every time another guy goes down, it seems like Harden says, okay, I'll take a little bit more on my shoulders. It's been unbelievable.
They are winning. I assume if things start to go a little bit haywire, the buy-in from the rest of the roster might not be quite as much there. What's the chemistry like on the team right now?
Why wouldn't there be buy-in on the rest of the roster? You know, this is right now he's basically surrounded by a bunch of journeymen. And, you know, the one thing about James, you can say, well, you know, it's hard for guys to stay in rhythm. But he gets guys wide open looks. You know, I think that's why they're able to pick up guys off the scrap heap time after time after time. And, you know, suddenly they look a lot. They look like NBA players in some cases, you know, guys who hadn't done anything in the league. Or, you know, a case of a guy like Austin Rivers, he's really thriving and playing his best basketball, playing off of James Harden. But, there's an understanding in that locker room and an excitement in that locker room that it's James Harden's team, and he's on a historic run right now. And it's not necessarily that they're trying to ride his coattails, but certainly everybody buys into the fact that their job is to compliment him as much as possible, because he's going to be the guy who's running the show.
By the way, Timmy, I was up late the other night, and you look great on the Late Night Sports Center, by the way. I got to tell you, you had a great hit.
Well, I appreciate that. I need to go see your fancy little clothier up in OKC, except for I got to get a new contract before I can make that visit.
Well, don't worry. Hey, if you want me to get you hooked up, we'll get you hooked up, and we can worry about the finances later. But you were talking about a few great things in there, and give me the timetables for Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, and now Clint Capella. When should the Rockets be expecting those three guys back?
So Eric Gordon probably plays tonight, unless something goes wrong in the next, you know, whatever, 7 hours. The plan is that he makes his comeback tonight after missing 8 games. Chris Paul, they've tentatively targeted next Friday when the Raptors will be in Houston. Obviously, if there's any reason for caution, they will err on that side. But right now they're hoping to get him back in the next week. And then Capella, you know, the anticipation is he's going to have surgery. It's going to be a 4 to 6 week recovery, which, you know, takes him into the All-Star break. And so they expect Clint Capella to miss a total of 15 games and come back that first game after the All-Star break.
Did you get a chance to check out the Oklahoma City game last night? One, I think, definitely the worst loss of the season for them.
Oh, I got a chance to check out the Trae Young game. I thought you guys would be excited to see Trae Young actually playing really well right now. The Hawks are no longer a pushover. I thought especially Boomer Sooner Dusty would just be kissing Trae's little narrow butt up and down. But you guys want to rag on the Thunder. No wonder you guys can't get any players on the station.
Jeez. They gave up 45 and not one but two quarters last night, Tim. I mean,
They Trey Young is something else, I tell you.
No, should look, I put in for Hawks postseason tickets now that I hear this?
Hey, well, I'll keep that off air. I was going to say something, but that's second thought. No, look, obviously the Thunder have hit a little funk here. They've been the best defensive team in the league throughout the season, and then over these last, I think it's a stretch of six games, the numbers are ugly. And while the Hawks are playing better, to give up 142 points to the Hawks is not exactly what a championship contending type team ought to be doing. You know, at the same time, I know you guys are paid to overreact. I would, you know, just caution against going too hard on the overreaction, because I do think you look at body of work, this is still a good defensive team, if not a great defensive team.
Trending in the wrong direction, though, Timmy. I'm just telling you. I mean,
I'm looking at an entire body of work and you know, figuring that they'll snap out of this little funk. But there's no doubt these last whatever it is, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, it hadn't been pretty, and, you know, I wonder, maybe fatigue's a little bit of a factor. Certainly, you know, the game in San Antonio wasn't exactly going to result in a bunch of fresh legs coming out of that. But I just think it'd be a little silly to be looking for panic buttons. And, you know, just get your Boomer Sooner pom-poms and applaud Trae Young and the Hawks' performance last night.
I'm applauding it. Now, Trae Young's doing a lot better. I mean, I think the one thing he's done that he's never had to do in his career before, he's kind of letting the game come to him and not trying to do too much.
Yeah, he is. And look, the Hawks obviously are at least a couple more drafts away from being legitimate. But, you know, in some ways, it's unfortunate for Trae Young that he's kind of, I think, league-wide, or at least for fans around the country, say, geez, that's the guy that the Hawks got instead of Luka Doncic. They traded Luka Doncic to get this guy, and he struggled early in the season, but he really has played well lately. And he's not jacking up nearly as many three-pointers. I think his shot selection has become, you know, he's been much more selective. At a certain point, you want, you know, him to be a high-volume, efficient three-point shooter. He's not quite there yet, but, you know, he's a special passer. What did he have last night, like 24 and 11? And, you know, he's had some games like that. So, you know, if you've got a league pass and in Oklahoma, Trae Young is worth watching right now.
He's definitely worth watching. He was fantastic last night. Speaking of my Mavericks.
You're claiming them again.
That's right, I'm claiming them again. I got a couple of T-shirts for Christmas. They're back in action. We got Luka, baby. I'm back on the I'm an MFFL. Come on. But I did see that Dennis Smith Jr. may not be an MFFL. What's going on there? Are they really going to trade him?
Well, I hope those T-shirts are at least double XL, because those mediums are a bad look for a man your age. Let me just tell you that right now. Here's the problem with Dennis Smith Jr. as far as trade him. The entire league knows they want to move him. And this isn't a recent phenomenon. You know, they've been shopping him for months now, and it's kind of been an open secret. And, you know, talks had escalated this week, and the problem is, when the whole league knows you want to move a guy, it's hard to get good value for him. And look, when it's a lottery pick and it's a year and a half into it, there's going to be a lot of red flags there. Like, okay, why are you trying to get rid of this guy? And there are reasons. The relationship between Dennis Smith Jr. and Rick Carlisle has not exactly been smooth sailing. There were questions about Dennis's coachability coming in the league. Certainly, Rick is not exactly a guy who's known to be easy on point guards or young players. Dennis Smith Jr. happens to be both of those, and I think that relationship has run its course. And then, look, everything for the Mavericks' hope the next generation is going to be about building around Luka Doncic. And Dennis Smith Jr. is just, you can argue it's a relatively small sample size, but the numbers are ugly. He just has not proven to be a good fit. Their offense, with those two players on the floor, or really with Dennis on the floor, period, is one of the league's worst. And, you know, you put other point guards on the floor with Luka, or even no point guard, and the Mavericks are a really fun-to-watch team. So the end of Dennis's time in Dallas is near, whether that's, you know, today or before the trade deadline. I think that depends on what kind of offers the Mavericks can generate.
Tim, strong effort as always, man. We appreciate it. We'll catch up
with you again soon. What size are those shirts?
XL, baby. XL, listen, I work really hard. Now, I mean, here's the deal. You can't come on talking about you want me to hook you up with somebody who dresses me if you're not ready to put on something a little bit, I don't know, maybe uncomfortable. You're comfortable being uncomfortable.
And the sport coats are one thing, and those, you know, the butt hugging slacks are somewhat questionable. But man, I know you've got, you're proud, you got those, you know, big old guns and all. But I mean, come on, Dusty, it's embarrassing when like the nipples protrude because your t-shirts are so tight. Tell him, Mark.
You obviously haven't seen our ratings. Mark actually said that my nipples are the reason our ratings are so high with the ladies in Oklahoma City. So I'm sorry, Mark's disagreeing.
Oh, lordy.
It's not the nipples, it may be the pecs.
Beautiful Mrs. Dvorak is listening and has some constructive criticism when you get home tonight.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it. And yes, lovely Lacey is always listening.